This question has also been put to me several times in the years of my ministry, and the question is this: hasn't God promised to save my entire family if I live for Him? Hasn't God promised that every member of my family will be saved and will go to heaven if I live right and if I love and serve Jesus Christ? Now, that's a question that has, again, I believe, been taken out of context from a certain passage of Scripture in Acts chapter number 16. If you have your Bible, I'd like for you to turn there, Acts chapter 16. And again, we're dealing with a question: has not God promised to save my entire family if I will live for Him and if I will serve Him? I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter number 16, the passage in which this false doctrine has come from. And the Scripture says in Acts chapter number 16, "Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas." Of course, this was the arrest and imprisonment of Paul and Silas. And the Lord, as you can read in the earlier part of this chapter, sent a great earthquake, and all the doors of the prison were open, and so forth. And now we see the jailer coming to Paul and falling down before or in front of Paul and Silas, and verse 30, "and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That was the question of the Roman jailer: what must I do to be saved? What am I to do about my sins and about the Savior? Notice he did not say, what is my family to do? What are my children to do? What is my wife to do? He simply said, what must I do to be saved? And again, we're reading from Acts chapter 16, and I hope you're following along. But the next verse says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Now, some would take that to mean that because the jailer, the Philippian jailer, was born again and was saved, and Paul said to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Those last three words, "and thy house." Some people preach and teach that what Paul was saying there is, if you'll get saved, God promises He'll save your household. And I know very sincere Christians who believe this. And I know very many sincere Christians that have loved ones who are not Christians, maybe children, maybe spouses, and they cling to this, and in their own mind they believe if they'll just live right and pray and seek the face of God, then by sort of automatically then that will earn salvation for their homes, for their family. I say to this lovingly, but scripturally, the answer to that question is no. God has not promised to save every member of your house simply because of the way you lived. Now, notice again, the Scripture says that the question put to Paul was, what must I do to be saved? And Paul told him, here is what you must do to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Paul was saying to this man, you are going to receive salvation if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and your house will receive salvation if they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Scripture says that Paul spake the word of God to them. The Bible says in verse 32 here of Acts 16, "And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house." So the Scripture teaches every member of that family had to hear the word of God for themselves. And they believed, and his whole household was baptized. But you cannot charge God with a responsibility to save anyone just because their parents are saved or because they're are from a Christian family. Every man or woman must come to Christ as they are, as individuals, as sinners who recognize they need a Savior. And again, I know very sincere Christians who cling to this promise, and I've heard give testimony that God has promised He'll save my house if I'll just live right and believe in Him. Well, the truth is, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. But if you want your husband to be saved or your children to be saved, then they must hear the Word of God, and they must recognize they are hell-deserving sinners, and they must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other teaching anywhere in Scripture that even remotely would suggest that God would save one man simply because of the way another man lived. We must give account of ourselves to God, the Apostle Paul said. If thou believest with all thy heart, that's what Philip said to the Ethiopian eunuch. And as Jesus said to this jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He was saying that as an answer to the question of what must I do to be saved. So again, no, the Lord has not promised to save everyone in your home by the way you live. But your life will have an influence, and if you're a Christian, should have an influence that would cause every member of your house to desire salvation. And that's why it is so important that we make the statement that Joshua did in chapter 24, verse 15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.